Meanwhile, an even bigger problem rose up. The same day, the results of the long-awaited Constituent Assembly elections were announced. The Bolsheviks had hoped their strongholds in Petrograd, Moscow, and the other big cities would give them a majority. In fact, the Bolsheviks got just 23.9% of the popular vote. The Socialist Revolutionary Party, last seen leaving the Congress of Soviets in a huff, received 40% of the vote, more than half again what the Bolsheviks got. The peoples of Russia had elected a constituent assembly in which no party enjoyed a majority. Would the Bolsheviks honor their guarantee of freedom and peace? The Bolsheviks' true colors started showing in December 1917, when they established the All-Russian Extraordinary Commission for Combating Counter-Revolution and Sabotage, or CHK. As the original Soviet secret police, the CHK's job was to crush opposition to the Bolshevik regime by any means whatsoever. Although the Bolsheviks pretended they were reaching out to other parties, Lenin would not let the Constituent Assembly become Russia's legitimate government.